The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Baja Retreat and Spa, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the International Culture, Wine and Food Festival, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
Excuse me for my interruption. Welcome. And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Bana, bana. Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 tweeter. And this is DJ Talk Sweeter. Still on the blues up with the echo chamber. Watch your man, play the play. And they must tear up the game. Them off is tipping with them cats it down them chain. Oh
Lord. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful wet Friday, my God, slip and slide Fridays. I hope you guys are good out there. I hope your tires are indicating that you're well and you're not sliding all over the road. And all of you people in the little small cars, you need to realize that the road is wet. You're still wilding out. I see this car jerk out in the front of me this morning. You are wilding. Sir, my whole front end bigger than your car. John, why you hurt yourself in the rain? Calm down on the road. Guys, I hope that you're good out there as we continue to be able to do these things. It's an exciting day as we're diving into these things and being able to break down some stuff right here, right now. I got to be able to say a shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you check them out, guys, if you're in the market and you're looking for something as it relates to insurance, whether that's residential, whether that's commercial, or anything that you're doing in that particular space. In that stead, you want to be able to check out my guys over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. So they can be able to go down there and check them out and see exactly what's what. And they can take very, very, very good care of you. Give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. And you like just let them know that Howard Gunn sent you and ask for my good guy, Ethric Bow, or you can ask for Mr. Richardson. They can take care of you in that kind of a space. Guys, got to shout out my good, decent people over at Coco Plum Bistro. We're going to talk about them a little later on today. I was expecting to see her, Chantal, being able to sit with me, but I suppose that we're going to be able to reschedule. I always tell you that this is a beautiful time to kind of do something, right? I just called my wife and tell her I'd like to be able to sit down with her to dinner and take her out someplace. And this is the superb location, great environment. And it's not so sticky right now. I feel a little humid as a result of the rain, but it's a beautiful time for you to be able to go out, break bread on the, they have a little patio area right down there at Coco Plum Bistro. You can be able to do that. They are on the Western Road as you head towards, Lyford Key. So if you're headed towards the west, you can be able to see them right there on the northern side, on the right-hand side. Headed towards the west, you can be able to see them in the Harbor Green Shopping Plaza. Give them a call. 677-6776. Fridays is, Fridays is a time where they'd be able to have happy hour and everything laid out for you. They've made significant modifications to the menu, the prices, all those things to accommodate you. And so you want to be able to go and check them out down there at Coco Plum Bistro, right there in the Harbor Green Shopping Plaza in the area right there on the right-hand side. You can't miss them. Just let them know Howard Grant sent you down there. And you guys enjoy yourselves. Break bread with the ones that you love and being able to share in one of those memorable moments that you could be able to put in a time capsule in your heart and keep with that and keep moving with that. So I think it's important that you can be able to do that. Also, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at Baja Retreat. We know that on Wednesday, we had an opportunity to be able to sit with them and really talk about this spa week that's leading up on the 19th. So tomorrow is sort of the commencement of spa week, but they still have great prices. They still have great opportunity to be able to do these things. This is Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. It's celebrating spa week again until Saturday, which is tomorrow, guys. So it's $50 and up on spa treatment. It's available 20% off on all retail products. And once again, come on down. Come on now and purchase your spa week gift certificate on massages, facials, manicures, and pedicures, and body sugaring. We talked about this. You can also purchase a spa week gives a certificate online at www.baharetreat.com. www.baharetreat, baharetreat.com, and get all that information. One thing you need to remember is that this certificate is not just for a couple weeks, couple months. This will last you 365 days. So if you buy it on the 19th of October next year, 19th of October, it'll be able to commence and come to an end. But you can be able to use that anytime during this kind of a time for you. So if you're looking to be able to do something in the Christmas time, you won't be able to get your back rub, you won't be able to do those particular things, you can do that with a certificate now. So get one of these great certificates, BajaRetreat.com, and please don't miss it. It's the best savings of the year. This is the best spa week ever, right? Baja Retreat. Shout out to my guys, McKinsey down there, being able to do all those things. And guys, I hope that you're up on game. Tomorrow is the beginning of our all-new Saturday lineup right here on Guardian Radio. The eye-opener is going to be at 9 a.m. Please join us for the whole new crop of shows. The accredited from the 10th year seniors at 11 a.m., The Happy Hour with Deandra Cartwright at 12 noon, and the return of Tell It to Stanya with Stanya Davis at 1 p.m., and the new show, Our Blue Bahamas from Brief at 2 p.m., and the new editions at the University Drive now at 2:30 p.m., the full slate of the amazing shows, this and every Saturday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper, all the information's in there. Make sure you check that out. The PM pushes for repatriation. Davis, time to address historical wrongs of slavery. I like how he's doing these things, and I just want to be honest with you. I like how he takes a historic context and weave it into a current position that they have to be able to reflect that we're moving in an enormous pace. That's bananas, isn't it? Isn't it bananas? That with one word, he could blanket all wrongs done by previous administration, all... this sort of an idea of being able to neglect it for such a long time with one strategic word wrapped and baked in to sort of a concept that he's projecting onto the minds of the Bahamian people can shift your thinking entirely. Isn't that crazy? Davis, time to address historical wrongs of slavery. Mother sick, isn't that humongous? That is big. So guys, pick up the newspaper, find out the information. You can find out the information and read that the Minister Joe Beth Colby's taken on the position. The minister says that new deals will help BPL become financially stable. Government preparing implementation for plan of Ombudsman Act. And the AG says, and the UK hands over 10,000 pages of Bahamas archival documents. Isn't this crazy? See, C.A. Nuri made me laugh. So on his thing, it's amazing that they're giving us these things now. I just got to laugh at those things. Guys, the line's going to be wide open today. I got to shout out my good, decent guy who's sitting in the studio with me today. None other than Garth Maynard Roseborough sitting here talking to us about these things and being able to talk about where we are. My brother, say good afternoon to people out there.
Well, I don't know if we should call it liquid sunshine or just heavenly sunshine, but it's still a beautiful day here in the Bahamas. Howard Grant is wearing pink today, and I want him to talk about his pink wearing
it's a Friday.
It's not just Friday. Oh, it's Breast Cancer and Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
And
my whole house wearing my chair wearing pink. Guardian, and a bottom shirt.
The Guardian Talk Radio staff and all the Guardian staff have been invited to wear pink today. I'm not certain I still got a pink shirt, but I probably need to buy one. I don't have any pink clothes. I don't.
Yeah, they're affordable. They actually have the ones with the label on it that speaks more specifically to
fighting for the cure or fighting breast cancer, so forth and so on. Yeah. You can find them anywhere.
They have a size for you? Because, you know, you're a huge guy with a huge heart.
Sir, I don't wear them kind of things all the time. You see my shirt?
Well, listen, the Bahamas is ready for Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, Howard Grant, I don't want to sidetrack his show today, but strangely enough, no one seems to be really caring about cancer until it actually affects their family or someone that's very close to them. And they say, you know what?
No one cares.
This is something we need to fight. Yeah, we need to fight this particular cause. So for those people who are listening to the foundation today with Howard Grant here on 96.9 FM Bahamas, I want to invite you to wear something pink today if you could. Go home, change, or pull something out of your drawer before you go out tonight. It's Friday night, isn't it? Even though it's raining, many of you will go out tonight. Wear something pink in honor of the cause for fighting breast cancer and other forms of cancer that is here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're still here pushing forward with our series, Dissecting Leadership, a Constituency First Approach. We have gotten to this kind of a position and really being able to identify these things. I want to, if you would allow me, I want to just sort of put a pause on being able to bring in the information just today. And on Monday, we'll be able to catch up like we did. Remember I told you we lost a day? I lost 2 days this week, essentially, because I had to go to a remote.
Mm-hmm.
And going to the remote company caused me to push a lot of things up yesterday. So we did four yesterday. So on Monday, I'm going to have to return to that. And hopefully we can be able to get a call from the minister. We're dealing with Pia Glover-Rowe in her particular capacity in Golden Isles and Golden Gates. But she's in Geneva now, right? So we want to be able to get her to be able to speak with us. And hopefully on Monday, we could be able to do that. And also, we're also dealing with the minister, Vaughn Miller, in his particular capacity in Golden Isles. Now, I have not gotten any good reviews from my good guy. He's a good, decent man.
So let me break this down for
you. I haven't gotten any good reviews from him.
Pia Glover-Rowe, which is a much-loved and beloved member of Parliament for Golden Gates. We've heard a lot of remarkable conversation about her performance. She's away, as you said, in Geneva.
Yeah, she's away.
Vaughn Miller's still here.
Yeah, when I spoke to him at last evening, he was here and he was supposed to call me back. I never got a call back from him to be able to do these things.
Well, you know, if he doesn't want to call you back, I know for certain, because I've also gotten calls that people in Golden Isles are prepared to have a conversation about performance in Golden Isles. This is the foundation. This is Howard Grant's show.
I have gotten those calls also. I just want to be very clear with you.
So if those people in Golden Isles, if you're listening, if you want to talk to Howard Grant, you can. He's not going to stop you. Like he said, I'm not going to fight you.
I can fight you.
But right now, Howard Grant, on my mind, I'm also looking at, and I think you're a brilliant mind that can actually have this conversation. Is the Bahamas now, are we now experiencing leadership performance, or are we now experiencing management performance? And there's a very clear difference, I do believe. Leadership takes the country to higher levels. Management simply sustains that which we already have. We look at both parties. We look at the history of politics in our country. We're looking at the newspaper today. When you talk about the PM pushes for reparations, that's a leadership initiative, I would say. When you speak about the handing
wrapped in leadership.
Yeah, 10,000 pages of management. That's leadership participation. But in terms of fixing roads, fixing highways, fixing the BPL situation, putting in clinics, putting in airports, to me that is management situation. But this is the Howard Grant Show, 90.9 FM. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and talk to your friends, talk to your coworkers. Have them to tune into today's conversation. It's going to be one that's going to take this country to a higher level.
Well, I'd like to do that, guys. Let me put the numbers out there so you can be able to give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Excuse me. Option. Boy, you come under the great reminder to say this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn.
Nassau, are you ready for November 2nd? Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break and scrape explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Fan John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break and Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy, Ron.
It's your boy, Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy, Jordy K.
The Falcon Showback.
It's your buddy, Jerez.
It's me now, Foggy D.
This is your girl, Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gido D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break and scrape explosion. Best of the best.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Excuse me for me interruption. Boy, come and the quick reminder to say this coming Friday. And please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Bana bana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, gorgeous day. Grateful to be in your company, grateful to be in this sort of a space as we continue to be able to talk about these things. The 2,311 of you that continue to be able to contribute and contributed to the poll up to this morning. I want to thank you so very kindly, man. Guys, I want you guys to be able to go out. All those persons who didn't have an opportunity to be able to contribute, I want you to do so, right? As it relates to Golden Eyes and Golden Gates, guys, we're still going to be able to do those. So on Monday, we're going to get those things out there. Hopefully, the minister will be with us, both ministers, and have an opportunity to be able to talk about their constituencies. I've gotten great reviews from Pia Glover Rowe and the constituency of Golden Gates. Now, this is word of mouth. Everyone say that she's doing well. Word of mouth. So far, the numbers or the polling does not identify those things. I just want to be as decent as possible and give her that grace to be able to have this kind of a conversation with us on Monday. As, like I said, she's out of the country. And also, I have not gotten the best reviews from my very good friend, Vaughn Miller, out there in Golden Isles. They haven't said anything good but my friend, my God. And so we're waiting on that, but we're still going to be able to extend grace to him in his capacity to talk about those things also. Guys, it's wide open. I see the lines are lit up. Let me see if I can take this telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Howard Grant.
That's me.
Ryan Brown, man. Why are you delaying this for Golden Eyes, man? Golden Eyes, we will all on your show today waiting to get the results, man. Why are you doing this
for us
today?
Ryan Brown!
Brown, why are you doing this to my wonderful...
Brian Brown! Brian!
Why
Brian.
Are you doing this, Power
Brian.
Grant?
Brian.
Tell me why.
It's a point of order. Point of order. Point of order, Brian. Point of order, right? You need
you
to stop it,
so you got a point of order.
What's happening with you, my brother?
I'm in good shape.
Tell me how things are developing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who Brian Brown is, he was the contestant for the Free National Movement in the last general election. Really contested well in that particular capacity in the constituency of Golden Isles, right? Came to my door living in the constituency. How would you know? I expect you to, I know what you can do. He didn't even ask me for my vote. I know what to do. You know what to do. This is a lot.
He was also Vaughn Miller's general.
And Vaughn Miller's general.
Yes.
Anyone say that piece?
I was his general when he was the Free National Movement member of Parliament, not when he was the PLC. Let's get that right now.
So tell me how you've been on the ground for a long time. People continue to be able to talk about you and say, man, listen, it's Brian's time. Some things are happening, and he's been on the ground for the Free National Movement for a very long time. And essentially, you found yourself in this position. Tell me how Golden Isles is set up right now, how things are going, whether or not the Member of Parliament is executing the things that he's promised the persons. Let me know how things are.
Grant, you know, I live in Golden Isles.
And I know, that's a
good
I know.
Thing about it that I love, right? I live in Golden Isles. So I drive to the constituency on a daily, early in the morning, late in the night, after my walk, 6 o'clock sometime, I'm through the constituency, seeing the need for the people. You know, the ministers been making so much a promise to those people until you can't make these promises and you cannot come back to these people and not fulfill your promises. Golden Isles now have the pothole issues, the parks are filthy, the lights are out on the park, Coil Harbor Park where the persons are walk, the senior persons walk early in the morning, the lights are out. My guys, I'm down in the basketball court who need to play after it when it's dark. That is out. The tennis court, the light is out. Coil Harbor Main Road going into the Defense Force Base, there's water all over you. It's like a river you can't get through. The Coil Lakes, Coil Heights where I'm at, East, Coil Vista, it's just a total mess. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the minister is not addressing these situations. I live in Coil Heights East. We haven't had garbage collection in the past 2 weeks. Just finally this week, and our member of parliament is the minister of the environment. The first place they should collect the garbage is his constituency. Mm. The potholes. Go and live in the constituency, potholes right in the front of his doorstep, and you can tell me the minister can't address it? Come on, man.
They told me on that road on Coral Harbor, somebody just called yesterday and told me that road of Coral Harbor, but you lead it up. When you headed south just before you hit that bend, say the road got so bad. Now, you know I was in there. I moved. But they tell me it get worse right in the front of Budget.
The road is bad, and it get worse.
Budget is bad.
I was at the airport today. Pull up today. I saw a gentleman from Poland Division 2, which is Coil Heights West. He told me, Mr. Brown, when the water comes up, I cannot even flush my bathroom.
You serious?
Come on, man.
Yeah, but what Brian Brown just said.
Come on.
That you have to pay attention to is that right before you reach the home, the church of Vaughn
Miller.
The Golden
Isles need attention.
It's a pothole issue right there.
Bacardi Lights was off for months. It just came back on finally.
Bacardi Lights?
Young men then from Bacardi would want to play basketball in the evening time could not have done it. That's the only central park in Golden Isles.
Wow.
Across from the minister's office.
Wow.
Across from the minister's office, when Vaughn Walker, the office, when he do go there, the point about it, the first place he see is Bacardi Park. Light is out. Just came back on. Didn't happen, man.
Well, on Monday, we can be able to talk about those things. So all those persons, if you're listening to us from Golden Isles, I want you to be able to go on the Foundation 242.
Not only that, I'll tell you this. I went on the field on Saturday and driving through Blyden Road. Driving, me and a few of my generals, driving through. I've personally fallen in a pothole. Coming through.
You fall out the car in the pothole? Talk to me, what you mean?
I fell in the pothole and had to go buy a brand new tire.
You serious?
I'm telling you, I should take a picture and send it to you. That's how bad it is in Golden Isles. On the main Golden Isles Road, you go around Bacardi, you head home. There's a hole there just before Rolling Hills Estate. I know the minister see this. If he ain't see it, some general got to see it. Somebody have to see it. If I see it, I know somebody else see it, and they should be able to be addressed. No way it should happen.
So you're saying to me,
people should not be treated like this.
You're saying to me,
Park, all of the bushes, I don't know, and I need to speak to Mr. Barnaby in reference to who has the contract. for Bacardi Park, I mean in Coral Harbor Park.
So you're saying to me, under the leadership, in the event that Golden Isles provide you an opportunity to be able to get there in 2026, we should never see none of these things happening.
Mr. Grant,
hold on now. I got the recording. I can play this.
It every morning, and if I pass those stuff, where I see the potholes where the park need to take care of and not upgrade those stuff, then Golden Isles, after 26, when they elect me, they should not vote me in again because I didn't do my job. We elect members of parliament who didn't do their job, and we should not re-elect them again.
Yeah, but see, Vaughn Miller, he came in under the Free National Movement and was able to retain his position with the PLP after he kind of went independent, and then he decided to be able to join the PLP. And so he's had this kind of a seat in 10 years. In 10 years, has there been movement? Has there been growth? Has there been development? Talk to me.
I need to see. I wanted Mr. Miller to come to the show and say what he's developed, what program, what infrastructure he's done in Golden Isles.
He should be with me on Monday.
Funds. Let us know.
He should be with me on Monday.
We sure don't see it.
He should be with me on Monday.
We don't see it. The potholes are all over. I live through Lake Grove now. There's pothole developing through my corner. All over.
Wow.
All over. Nobody seems to get results from the Coral Heights East. He promised that he's going to look at the water situation. Well, we'll wait for that.
And Coral Heights East. But that had a water issue for a long time.
Lakes, then he's going to send some fill in there. The lady came to my office yesterday, said, Mr. Brown, he promised me 3 weeks to go see what it would be in a week. It still ain't reach.
Mm-mm.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Come on, man. I don't know why you delaying this poll. Let's hear from the minister. Why are you delaying this?
I want the minister to sit here and speak with me. Huh? And you so you could call why back and speak to him.
Huh?
You fighting me.
No, it reminds me when somebody getting a beating, you want delayed and delayed. That beating come in.
But delayed is not denied. You can get that.
Denied, trust me. Once you see behemoth people mind and made up, that's it, my friend.
And you think their mind made up already? You think their mind made up already?
Their minds already made up, man. I'm on the ground, and I'm going to be more on the ground 2025. I'm going full time in the ground. I'm full time. I finish a job at the end of the year, and I'm going on the ground full time. I'm waiting for Golden Isles people, man. Beyond the extension, I need to go into the entire community and deal with the people. We have some issues in Golden Isles.
Yeah.
People are burning coals. We got persons are burning coal down, and there's some people can't open up their window in the nighttime.
Mm-mm.
Come on. And now we got a member of parliament, Minister of Environment. What deal with this issue?
My brother,
Golden Isles Road.
He's a good and decent
Road, you
man.
You see all the potholes.
He's a good and decent man.
Left, right, and center potholes all over the place. You can't deal with that.
I didn't know it
you can't
devolved.
Deal with the street lights that is out.
I didn't know it devolved into that. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm telling you.
I am sorry to hear that. I want to hear more from you, man. I can give you a call right after the show
Adelaide,
to be able to hear about
these
things.
People in Adelaide, they got issues down in Adelaide. All of them, all around. I want to talk about Coral Heights West, the minister, and I was telling them, there are two ministers down in Coral Heights West, and they can't help with water. One of them is the junior minister in the Ministry of Work, Mr. Barker's role. You need to see Mr. Barker's role when it rains. It's like a river. And you the junior minister, and you can tell me you can't help them people find a way to get that water out of there?
Mm.
Come on, man. Alkidas lives in there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? All of these ministers, and you can tell me you can't help call out of people and arrest them with these water issues?
I like what you're
doing.
Come
on, man.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call, ladies and gentlemen.
But please, Howard, not after Monday. Do not put this off beyond Monday.
I'm going to put it off tomorrow. Praise God. He's a decent man. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
Take care, man. Good talking with you.
Good talking with you. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. This is what Golden Isles is saying to me, Garth. This is what they're saying. This is where they are. I have heard this left, right, and center. I tell you, left, right, and center, I've been hearing this for some time now about Golden Isles, about how there is dilapidation on the roads, how things are happening. I just had an opportunity to be able to ride down there on one of those scenic routes on Sunday, last week, Sunday or so. And, you know, I see a lot of development. Right? They're building some things around there.
I like how you said that.
And in terms of, you know, infrastructure coming out of the ground, buildings coming out of the ground. And so it speaks to the progress, because these are private. This is not government. So these are private things that I'm seeing. And so it says to me that people moving. People moving further west, things are happening. But when you look at the road, the infrastructure in these areas, there has always been this sort of a call about what needs to happen with that park.
The constituency of Golden Isles, if you recall, the Honorable Frank Watson, I think he was the Member of Parliament for that area for years, has always been a community of unity, a community that I think they actually adored. I think of Frank Watson Boulevard, of course, because in honor of him and the performance that he actually rendered. For members of Parliament to follow after him, we had people such as Maynard, remember the young man Maynard that was the representative there, and such, to not actually build on that legacy, it causes me to wonder. You have the whole of New Providence wanting to move towards the west. There's no school in Golden Isles. Those people have to be bused into that. So I think the closest school is Anatole Rogers and maybe...
For high school?
Yeah.
The closest high school is Anatole Rogers.
Yeah, they got to bust
those
children in.
Unless you go private school, which is Aquinas.
Yeah, or Life at Key.
Or Life at Key. And then the closest primary school, government primary school, would be Garvin Tynes.
The primary school would be Adelaide Primary, but what I'm saying is that this is a golden opportunity for any member of parliament to do something constructive, and nothing has really been done.
Yeah. Quick break, guys. We're going to be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
At Popeyes, we put love in our chicken by marinating it for 12 hours. For a limited time, head on over to Popeyes and purchase 5 pieces of our famous Louisiana bone-in chicken for just $10. Give your family a taste of Popeyes without going over budget by adding on a signature side. Popeyes, that crazy price we love.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Bahamas, y'all ready? The biggest and best festival is back. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival. October 19th and 20th, right at the historic Fort Charlotte. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, we're bringing you food, drinks, and culture from all over the world. That's right, 20 countries, no passport needed. You hungry yet? And guess what? You can use your sand dollar digital currency or pay cash at the gate. We more than like that. And for just $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, you can eat, drink, and party with the world. And if you're bringing the kids, they get in for just $3 in advance. And Saturday night, don't miss the vibes, because from 7 to 10 p.m., the one and only Visage Band is hitting the stage to keep the energy high. Plus, we get plenty parking, so no need to worry about that. Get your advance tickets today. Check out our website and Facebook for pre-sale info. Fort Charlotte, October 19th and 20th. Be there or miss out on the best time of the year. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival.
Don't forget about the Spooky Haunted House.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come under the quick reminder to say this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. I did so Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Ba-da-ba-da. Lord, them hear the disco.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Oh, my God. You're toting it today. This is a lot. We ain't even put the things out there. We ain't talk about it yet. The minister ain't here to be able to fend for himself and speak in these particular capacities. We extended grace to both ministers to have this kind of a conversation. Yes, guys, you gotta give me that kind of a grace to give them an opportunity to speak on their behalf and speak for their commitment that they've made in their areas, or answer for some of the positions that they've taken. You know, we got to give them a chance to be able to do that. Guys, the lines are wide open. I want you to join me. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you, Mr. Grant?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored.
I thank you for your patience and holding. Talk to me.
What you want to hear?
No, well, I don't know. You tell me what I want to hear.
Talking
what?
The Golden Isles.
Tell you me what I want to hear from Golden Isles. Is it going good?
Elected, or are you talking about the MP of Golden Isles who is always on the ground?
I want to know how it going on in Golden Isles. Tell me.
Well, my MP is Brian Brigley Brown.
You caused me choke. I can't. I was drinking something. You caused me choke. How your MP could never win? Your MP ain't win nothing. Ain't nobody vote for your MP yet in terms of him stepping over into the
Brian Brown. I won't be Brian Brown again. Since 21.
Brian on the side of you.
Brian Brown office has never closed.
Brian on the side of you. You all need to stop it, right?
No, I'm stopping nothing. Tell the true machine the devil.
Okay, talk to me. Brian Brown.
Brian Brown office has never closed.
I know that to be the truth. That's the truth.
Brian office. Those afternoon classes, in the last class right before summer, there's all the students that were in the afternoon classes, did the BJC and BJCSE, and they passed.
Mm.
Brian is not an MP getting constituency money to help in the constituency, but Brian on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Brian has a summer camp every year.
Mm-hmm.
The students are excited. They go to the defense force. They have the police come in. They have everything. Brian holds a precious pearl every quarter for the senior citizen in the community.
So tell
Brian
me.
Is not the MP.
Okay, so
Mr.
tell
Miller
me this.
Was the MP when he got on the F&M ticket. Miller is so, like I said, like my grandmother used to say, worthless.
Jesus, God almighty.
Miller came in, I think, 6 weeks before the election. He won. When he went to F&M headquarters, he had a meeting. Mr. Miller told him the executive team would cost him to get in because they was on the ground. He didn't want them. He crossed the floor. I haven't seen Mr. Miller since he won the F&M seat ticket. Last election, our corner is flood. When I say flood, is really to the corner.
But they tell me he's all.
The road.
They said to me he always in his office. You could go to his office.
Go to his office for what? To get lied to? I work with this man.
Okay, talk to me.
I work with this man. So I actually with him.
He's a pastor, man. The pastor ain't gonna lie.
I see him come through that little rain hole a little bit and try to patch the road.
He's a good pastor, man. He ain't gonna lie to you.
I know they say, touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm.
Hey,
I look skeptical on that one.
You wilding out today.
Brian is on the ground. Brian is not stop campaigning. Brian do back to school. Brian have fundraisers. Brian do for the people in the community. They're talking with the cold when the people can't open their window. Mr. Minister of Wageless, he's the Minister of Environment. He followed a hole on Carmichael Road.
So what you grade the minister?
You know, what he call him? What he do? He call a record, take the car, the hole. Even he had the hole patch.
What you rate the minister then? Go, give me that.
What's the lowest rate you could get out of zero? Yes, got A.
But Vaughn is my good friend. Y'all don't fight him like that. Talk to me.
See, if I didn't work with him before. As a member of parliament, and see what he could do, what he capable of, I would tell you, yeah, you talking sense.
Mm-hmm.
You hear from people say, you want to know me, come live with me? Then they done that.
We can hear from him on Monday.
No, he's not getting no more chance.
Yeah, what you mean? We ain't talking about
doing
election.
The Minister of Environment, the amount of potholes and the amount of stuff that is going on in Golden Isles, the road, terrible. We found them in Horton, Coral Lakes. The other day with all that rain, I tell my girlfriend, Coral Lakes, release Coral Lakes, because you had to swim to get through there.
Mm-mm.
What is he doing? You don't even see him.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know he can hear you right now or somebody listening.
I tell him. I
you can give
I
me
tell
a
him this face.
He know who you this is. He know just who this is.
But I say it as a way, yes.
Well, tell him that.
You know me. You know what I tell him?
Oh, you're scared. Bye.
I ain't never scared.
Praise for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I appreciate the telephone call, my dear. Thank you for your telephone call. This ain't going well. There's two down. There's only telephone calls. This ain't even the poll yet. There's only telephone calls. It ain't sound good. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard and God. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Right here, God.
Yeah, man, he right here.
What's happening, God?
Oh, right here, man. Enjoying this rain.
All right, and good afternoon. Good afternoon to the nation. What, Howard? What's going on with the foundation today?
I don't know. I try to be decent. You see me keep trying to pull him back from the far far left. I keep going back to center. Come to center. Let's be decent today. And indecency is abounding. They need to stop.
Hey, God. Hey, God.
You're listening.
And you didn't tell the nation I wouldn't the whole family dress up in pink today.
We dress up in pink.
What's going on with that?
Anyway, we got to give respect to the people who are cancer survivors, those who have lost people to cancer. It is a dreaded disease, but, you know, this country can actually set a standard for being cancer-free. We can actually make our mark on the entire world by being a cancer-free nation. If you were able to accomplish that, people around the world would want to now understand how is it possible that the Bahamas, with our small population of 400,000 people, can be cancer-free. These are opportunities that we have as a government to ensure these things, to put ourselves back on the map. But we're overlooking these opportunities.
Let me just get my comment out before you take a moment.
But I got to defend my man in pink.
I appreciate that.
Look here, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Do you think the coal burning just started in the last 3 years?
No.
Down there in Coalaba?
No.
You think it's been going on for at least 10 years?
Well, when the minister, it may have been happening when the minister was under the Free National Movement.
That's the point. That's the
I
point.
Know where he's going. Don't fight me. Go ahead.
That's the point. Howard, look, man. Now, before I say what I'm going to say, let me just draw back on something that the last caller was attempting to do, right? Who clearly is in support of
Brian Brown.
Pardon me?
Brian Brown.
Yeah. Mr. Brown, right? See, Howard, you can't be hypocritical when you come into the Bahamian people. Quite frankly, Bahamians are tired of that type of politics. So am I, right? You can't use problems that existed in the community when the man served as an FNM, member of parliament, and parliamentary secretary, and try and use that against him when you did nothing to change those problems when he served as an FNM member of parliament, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you supported him as his general on the ground, you said absolutely nothing about these issues that existed, especially this coal burning, which is a serious problem in the country, which creates an environmental problem, but it also creates a common healthy living problem for persons in the community, because that coal is terrible. It's terrible. I'm surprised that the government, that any government, allows it to continue to go on. It should not be happening in our country. And if it does, it should be regulated to a point where it doesn't impact people's health, people's quality of living in their own residential communities, right? Especially children who are just growing up and developing, right? And if you didn't do anything to address these problems when the man was an FNM member of parliament, and don't get me wrong, this is not me speaking up in any way, shape, or form for the minister and for the member of parliament. No, 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 no. This is not me doing that. You heard me, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
So don't get that mistaken. But I am just pointing out the hypocrisy in people's behavior. If they like you, they will lie for you. If they don't like you, they will lie on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. It just happened with the person who wishes to represent the OCM people with the existing problems. The only saving grace in that entire conversation, Howard, the little saving grace, was when the last caller called in to try and highlight some of the things that the person is trying to do to embedded a community. What? Because that was going to be my question. He's saying the exact same things that he's claiming the current member of parliament is not addressing as the person who wants to be the next member of parliament. But he's walking by them every day. And all he's doing is talking as the person who wants to sit in the chair. We need to change from that kind of politics in the country. Oh, but I have one more point I want to end on. We need to change from entertaining and even letting persons think that they could get on national platforms and just run away like a hurricane
with issues in the community where they aren't themselves doing anything to change the issues, to challenge the issues, to address the issues. All they're doing is talking.
Anton, but you know, people will call me and say, well, Anton, you're doing the exact same thing. You talk every day.
Are you addressing issues? I'm not trying to run. And if I walk, exactly what I'm saying to you is exactly as I would be doing. Because I believe in action, not just talk, Howard. That's my life.
You got to let me take this commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly. Anton, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. Let's take this quick break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The people them tired of working. Penna, penna, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Rotcha, man. And me see you block out the microphone chanting.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Excuse me for me to interrupt, Sean, but you come under the quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to the man number one town round town, and it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Penna, penna, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It made them feel like dancing. Ain't no
and we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. We are here still being able to talk about these things. There's a great deal of things happening in the country on this wet Friday. Hope you guys are good. Hope all is well out there with you. We got a couple calls already. Start to talk about these things. This is Howard. Tell Anton when. Tell Anton it was the FNM time to complete, right? It was okay, right? So this is Texas coming through. This is Howard. Tell Anton, shut his spitty mouth. Why are they texting like this? Ain't he always on the radio doing the same thing? This is what people say. Say, Vaughn Vitter is my second cousin, and I say that he will take a cut hip. He's gone, gone, gone. What he crossed the floor for, he will get. Say, Vaughn Vitter is his cousin. He's gone, gone, gone. This is a text that's coming through. I just read the text. Y'all don't fight me. It says, good afternoon, Howard. I just want to let you know that Vaughn Miller is one and done, period. No more. I could be one and done.
Second term.
This is second term.
He got his pension?
He ready to get his pension.
He's straight.
He's straight. How did he be one and done? What you mean, one and done for the PLPA?
Yeah, he's straight.
Vaughn was an independent, an FNM, and a PLP, all within government.
Yeah.
All within government.
He moved by the Spirit.
Oh, praise God.
To get his pension.
You never know.
And now he's straight.
Oh, you remember the scripture when they said that the crowd came about to press Jesus or came to him, and then he moved through it? Boom. That's Vaughn. Vaughn got out. He's out of there.
Yeah.
He's out of there. And so, I don't know. I've been hearing some talks in this kind of a position about what they possibly believe is going to happen. If Mr. Brown was to get the nomination and win the Golden Isles seat, I hope he knows that people will expect to walk on water. Will expect him to walk on water. It's a text, right? Guys, if you want to be able to give me a call, please give me a call. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard Grant.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
Man, listen to me. It's a God bar.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I want you here. Howard, I just like you to encourage, entertain me, officer, what you give Anton. Anton is my friend.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen to me. So the text say, Vaughn Miller, gone, gone, gone.
Gone, gone, gone.
But the answer, where you going? What's his strategy? What's his strategy? God, I want you to hear it.
Hold on, wait. Don't, before you start to talk, let me get my pen. I got to write this down.
Yeah.
I got it. Go ahead now. Go.
Clay Sweeten goes into South.
You are wilding out.
Goes into where?
South Eleuthera.
You wilding out. Let me write this down.
Goes into North Eleuthera. What the gentleman name who came from Golden Arts again? Who went into St. Barnabas? Akitas. That's Michael Akitas, eh?
Yeah.
Michael Akitas goes back into Golden Isles, and they're going to treat him.
Hold on. Let me breathe.
Clay goes to South. Juan goes to North Eleuthera.
Clay go home. Juan Miller goes home. Juan Miller ain't got
nothing to do. Alkidas.
Like your coach say, just like he got in his pension.
St. Barnabas.
So he ain't got nothing to do. Take a chance with him up there. He wanted to go up there under the PLBs the first time. That's how he gave it there for them. He gave him out. Okay, you
he already got the nomination. No. Let's remember this. Now, I don't know if Vaughn was on a fast when this happened, but if you remember this, Code Smith, was it Code Smith? Or Kenyatta.
Yeah.
Kenyatta had the nomination already.
Yeah.
For the constituency of Golden Isles.
Yeah.
Kenyatta, at the last minute, remember there was some turbulence. No. It was some turbulence happening from a personal standpoint. Kenyatta stepped back.
Yeah.
When Kenyatta stepped back, there was a scurry to identify who they could put in this seat very quickly. Very quickly. So people was calling, you want this seat, you want that seat, you want this seat, all these things for everyone. Vaughn Miller responded to that 6 weeks before the election.
Yeah.
He got the seat. He won the election.
If they had put you there, Howard Grant, you would have been there.
If they had put anybody there,
yeah,
they would have been there.
Well, no, but I understand my logic now. I said Clay Sweeting is going back into South, back home. Vaughn Miller's going into...
Clay's North.
North, where he...
Clay's North. Clay's North of Spanish Wells.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's going to South, back, where he ran twice and got beat. They see what he's good for now.
Once he give them their water, and they're taken care of, everything is good, Clay will win his seat again.
Now listen to my thing now. Send... Michael Akitas back in Golden Isles, and Michael Akitas would win. I don't care
now,
what
now. Now, hold on now. I like this conversation. It's Friday, so we can have this conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, take your Lucy necktie. So, we can have this kind of conversation very quick.
Okay, and the last thing now for St. Barnabas.
No.
That ain't a good move.
That ain't a good move.
Huh?
That ain't a good move.
Hey, listen, who you put in St. Barnabas?
No.
Let me see who you put in St. Barnabas.
Okay, go ahead.
Akitas and paved the way for Fitzgerald.
Okay. No!
Either Drew.
No!
This is who I'll go with. Either Drew or Fitzgerald, and if Ms. Donnelly Penn doesn't feel like going back into Abaco, I'll put Ms. Donnelly Penn in there.
No.
Okay, listen to what I'm going to ask you now.
Yeah,
I just want to be sensible, and I want to be fair. I know Vaughn Miller. I've sat in meetings with Vaughn Miller as we led to the 2012 election on Step Street. We've spent numerous hours together. I have no personal issue against Vaughn Miller. He passes my house on a regular basis. I have not ever seen a performance that is meritorious from Vaughn Miller, whether he was FNM or PLP. Why in the world would you now say to me that you want him to run again in Eleuthera, when he's already shown me by way of his resume that he ain't worth the vote that we want to give him?
It'd be an issue.
I heard you talk about Clay Sweeting. I heard you talk about Clay Sweeting. I heard you talk about Michael Akitas. There are some things that they have done.
You're forgetting a couple things here.
No, they have done some things that I can say they've done well. But I'm saying to you, Vaughn Miller.
Hold on, you're forgetting a couple of things. First and foremost, a winner is a winner. Winner, chicken dinner. When a political organization identifies you as a winner and puts you in the column, they're not concerned about whether or not you perform. They're concerned about whether or not you can capture a seat.
I agree with you.
Vaughn Miller has performed in terms of capturing the seat for political organizations, one on a wave, maybe twice on a
twice
wave.
Twice on a wave.
Twice on a wave. Thank twice you. On a wave. Twice on a wave.
So
right?
Tell me what he has done narratively.
However, there are men and women who are articulate, insightful, are capable, they have access to money, and they still can't win. You have to go with a winner. You have to go with a winner.
So you're trying to tell me he's anointed?
I didn't say he's anointed.
That's what you're trying to tell me.
No, this is how you interpret it.
No, I have to interpret that way because you have not shown me any worth as to why we voted for him.
I don't have to show you nothing. The member of parliament has the responsibility, the burden of responsibility to show people things. And if he hasn't showed them anything and they have voted for
Howard
him,
Grant,
what I got to show you?
Howard Grant, you know what you're saying to me? And I am very disappointed at this point. The people who rub themselves down and go to Haiti and go to Africa to get the rub down.
My God,
they don't have to do nothing else except get rubbed down.
Deep.
That means the Bahamian people don't deserve nothing more than a push who get themselves rubbed down. Listen to me, Garth Maynard Roseboro. If y'all allow this type of antic to continue to work in this nation, and you can step back all you want.
I appreciate you, my brother.
But I'm sick and tired of this. I really am. It's disgusting to me that a person can actually enter into the halls of the parliament, the House of Assembly, with a promise to work as a servant for the people
smell
of
like
God.
Chicken grease.
And then at the end of the day, there's nothing to show for them, and you're going to come to me, a wise man, and say to me, we need to run him again.
Garth,
I have
I
a problem
back,
with that.
If I go back to 1992.
It's only about winning?
Excuse me. That's all this is about. This is for political
the
organizations.
Will never win. We'll never win as a people.
I told that the
never
of them have their plan, the PLP have their plan, and the only people that are left planless and void is the Bahamian people.
You rub down.
We don't even see none of this. All we see is what we're conditioned to see. What's very in the
I don't like
us.
It. I don't. I do not
it
like it.
It don't matter what you like.
I don't like
this
it.
This is what we are dealing with.
Well, I'm not going to tolerate it. Not me.
If
I'm not voting for it.
The reason why we are talking the way that we are right now, that we are not in an election season right now. We're not in an election season.
We're always in election season.
Watch me.
Always.
We are not in an official election season, but we're having this conversation here on the foundation to talk about this dissecting leadership from a constituency-first approach is because people need to understand what entails these things within the constituency. And we need their voices directly from the constituency, no matter how much people call me. I got 2,100 people, almost 2,200 people on this poll. That means that these are people who seek to participate. Next time we do this, I expect over 15,000 people to take this poll. And the next time we do that, I expect over 30,000. Every single time, this is going to grow significantly. You know why? Because the Bahamian people need a voice outside of election season. They need to let you know that they're dissing these things and to talk about where leadership is not going in this country. Now we're affording them that opportunity to be able to open up their ears and talk like this.
I don't like it.
Let's get straight.
I don't like it.
This is what we're dealing with. We are dealing with tradition. Let me just be shoot straight with you. There are some traditional politicians who have not even answered my telephone calls. Take note of the people who come and sat with me. These are progressive politicians. Some of them may not necessarily be as young, but some of them are first time, most of them, first time politicians who sat with me. As we get into the senior politicians, I don't expect much of them to come sit with me. I don't. They don't see value in this. They understand things from a traditional standpoint, and they don't care about this progressive concept and idea to see tomorrow moving. They could say that with their mouth, but they don't mean that with their heart.
I hope the people listening, they do not care.
They don't care.
Okay, and they don't care about you. All you're worth is one T-shirt with a couple of dollars
this
in it.
This is
and
not about country for a great deal of them. This is about party.
Y'all people make me sick, man.
This is about party.
Make me sick.
And you fighting them to do what you think should be done in your mind, but they got their thing set up as a party.
That's why, Howard, I stop helping people because you're all too silly, man. You're all silly bad. You're broke. You ain't got no food in your house. You ain't got no ride. And you're coming asking me for help. To hell with you, man. You're all people too silly. I'm not helping silly people no more. Tired of them.
Let me take a next telephone call before we go to break. Caller, go ahead.
Howard and God, how you doing?
Hey, my dear. What's happening with you?
I'm okay, my dear.
What you say?
I don't want to call this radio because when I listen, then I have to call after Anton. Call.
Well, thank you, Fletcher.
Thank you, Jesus. Talk, baby. Talk.
Me, you know.
Talk.
I blame the leader, the prime minister, because if you know how, you have a minister or representative, right, member of parliament, and you know he ain't crap, right? Why would you even? God say everything I had to say. I am speechless now. Why would you even consider putting that man someplace else? South Eleuthera? I hope they have a red. Do they have state radio station over there? Can they pick up your station? Huh? Because, hello?
Radio station because where? I can't hear what you're saying.
North Eleuthera. She's talking North Eleuthera. Where they want to send him. She hoping they could hear what we got to say about him.
They don't have to hear. They know him personally.
That's what I'm saying. Because you know
and
him.
And I say homeboy.
Nothing, right?
That's homeboy.
Yeah, what chance is he supposed to get after coming out much worse than he was before? Okay?
Let's put our emotions aside.
Yeah, about emotions.
No. Because now I will have a clear conversation. Listen, I ain't going to let you go. So just stay right there and listen to what I'm saying. Let's put our emotions aside. Let's track this back. Vaughn Miller, when he came into the Free National Movement, they were desperate to get a representation.
He asked for something more specific. That means that he would have already gone through the process to look for something in his hometown at Uthra. He would not have gotten that. They came back to him and offered him something. He got in on a wave.
Yes.
His disgruntled posture and position after he made certain advocations or after he pushed against this envelope to do some stuff, he found himself out in the cold. Him, McAlpine, Reese, or Lem. Come on now, let's get with me?
And a young man, Travis Robinson.
Okay, so you get with me. Let's go. And a young man, Travis Robinson.
Uh-huh.
Vaughn Miller, as a result of this, left the Free National Movement when McAlpine did not. When most of them did not. They stayed there. Mm-hmm. Reese Chipman left. Travis went back and swim through the vomit and found himself back in the fold of the Free National Movement. Vaughn went as an advocate for environmental concerns.
Mm-hmm.
As a minister, as a member of parliament for the constituency of Golden Isles, Vaughn was an independent MP in the House of Assembly. Yes. You get with me?
Yeah.
His value was a seat for the PLP in the House of Assembly.
Yeah.
For him to step over into the PLP, they had to make some promises to Vaughn Miller.
Yeah.
And the promises, however those promises were, he got what he was looking for. And his advocacy in the area of environment placed him in the position as a substantive minister in the place of environment. Don't you see none of this yet? Nothing I say had nothing to do with the constituency yet. Nothing. This is all for the value of political organizations.
As it relates to environment, what is this? What would he do so far? What did he do?
Who, Vaughn Miller?
What has he done, Vaughn Miller?
Watch me now. Let's get deep. What has Romy Ferreira done? Nothing. You know why?
No,
because they stripped his portfolio when he was in that particular capacity and seat. They stripped his portfolio. The prime minister has become an international of the environment for the Bahamas, and I don't see Vaughn Miller with him. Come on, y'all ain't want to talk with ladies. Y'all ain't want to have this conversation with me.
Yeah, we won't have
the prime minister goes around the world and speaks about climate change in the Bahamas as an official representation, and he doesn't have the minister of environment accompany him in these spaces. So the Minister of Environment serves at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. I don't understand how y'all don't put these things. This is only maths. It's only maths. This ain't even complicated maths.
Okay, Tyler. That's where he is, right? So can we see anything from him? Shouldn't you still see him and his role making progress or doing something as it relates to environment?
Vaughn Miller, when he comes on and has an opportunity to be able to speak with me, just as how Zane Lightbourne, in his particular capacity, who was formerly the Minister of State for Education and now the Minister of State for the Environment, right? As he came on, they start to talk about these initiatives that they've taken. That's what's going on, because that's the agenda of the administration.
Okay, before I leave, I just want to make one more related to that he's coming on the radio, trying to clear up or make space with these ministers who are not producing or progressing. Why don't he sit with them, have a conversation with them, and ask them to brush themselves up? Why don't you do that? You know, because you can't make
the only thing getting brushed is Anton getting brushed off.
I'm telling you what you're saying, but what's the man, Brian Brown, right? I know that man hailed from Abrams Bay, McGuana. I know him personally.
Hello. Okay? Hello.
From my hometown, and he's a good person.
You used to make one a woman too?
Pardon me?
You used to make one a woman?
Sure.
Oh, you know my mom from Betsy Bay.
Okay, pardon me?
My mom from Betsy Bay. Oh, yeah.
So you know we good people, right?
All the time.
So it's in his nature to do what he's doing. He's not pretending or practicing. He is doing that from his heart. Okay? So Vaughn Miller need to recycle no longer. You don't get your pension time, God.
Jesus God. I'm going to fight you.
You're trying to use them people. I blame that prime minister. But he is supposed to give him no nomination. You're a mess up. Go sit down. You say you love people. Why do you love them people and send him there?
One ain't playing with you.
I only ask you one question. Y'all going to fight me when I ask you this question. I appreciate your telephone call. The Free National Movement could have put anyone in that constituency.
And they would
have won. Are Free National Movement members that were in every constituency in this country. And many of them didn't win. Even if you want to identify it as a handful of them. They did not win.
Mm-hmm.
Von Miller was he was successful. He was successful.
Former FNM MP, now
he was successful. He was successful both times.
And that's what I couldn't understand.
You trying to figure out how men think, and you putting your thoughts on them.
I agree.
You thinking they should think like this. This is logic.
But if you don't work the first time, I'm firing you.
You worrying about the wrong thing.
I'm a human resources major. I'm firing you.
Okay, see that? How much human resources?
I am firing you.
How much human resources majors campaign are voting?
Hmm.
You worrying about the wrong things. This is about rhythm. This is about being able to speak to them. This is about capturing their imagination. This is about presenting.
This is about being stupid.
The people who vote for him?
Thank
God Almighty. Quick break. Gonna be right back after this.
Morning. Brought me girlfriend out the gate side waiting. Been waiting. Been waiting. The girlfriend out the gate side waiting. Been waiting.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt and loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every day in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for me to interrupt, Sean. Boy, come. And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, I'm please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening.
And we are back with this hot show today. Jesus, you all need to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, live in the full effect here on this Friday, being able to talk like this. Y'all got me talking some things. You're putting out theories, concepts, ideas about the possibility of these things. I've already heard over the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 months about the fact that the PLP is identifying some things that should happen in being able to shift the boundaries and being able to expand it to capture a couple more seats, so forth and so on. I've already gotten information that the FNM has done their internal polling in various constituencies to identify some stuff. I've already gotten information that indicate that the PLP has done the exact same thing, and they could get a feel for what's happening. So it ain't only my poll that's happening. Everybody doing their own poll. Everybody making a determination about what's happening.
You think
what
so?
Happened? I'm telling you, what happened is that a lot of us, we may be oblivious to it, not necessarily know, simply because the punch don't exist no more.
I think people in the Free National Movement now understand that the role of the chairman is to do as Howard Grant is now doing. He has to do inventory. He has to do an audit. He has to go now find out who.
I just tell you the PLP, the FNM is doing that.
That's what I'm saying now. Yeah,
internally, they don't have to necessarily publicize it.
No,
but I got information to indicate that the FNM is doing their internal polls.
Yes,
to be able to identify some stuff.
And it's a wise thing to do.
But that's what you got to do in this day and time.
Yeah.
Right? Before, the FNM was using the punch to get feelers, to understand exactly what's what. Now they have to use social media to understand how things are moving.
Whether they want to admit that or not, Howard Grant, you are now showing leadership and not management. You're showing how to move
forward.
Yeah, but
I lead in my show. This is my show. I got to worry about nobody else. Quick call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good.
C. Allen Johnson. Don't run me, Howard, yet. Okay.
Go ahead.
just let me first say that you're right concerning the polling. And if you get a hold of the PLP polling, they are making arrangements as to recommend to Michael Pintard who he should appoint as opposition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, indirectly, not direct consultation to say that this is what you should do, but indirectly as they identify these men.
You remember Barbados? You remember TCI where they had to appoint opposition? The PLP is so secure, they want to make sure that he's prepared to appoint the proper people to represent the PLP in the House of Assembly. Mm. Brave Davis is one and done, period. But let me give you one Miller history. From Brave Davis from 2007 to 2009, when he was running for leadership of the party, not deputy, Juan Miller was one of his key generals in Elutra. Juan Miller had the ability to go in North or South Elutra. But because Juan Miller was part of Brave Davis' key team towards his push for leadership, where he eventually settled for deputy leadership, he was shut out by the prime minister, the lead opposition to prime minister at that time, who was Perry Glasdow and Christie. Ask me how I know, because myself and even my twin brother, who had nothing to do with pushing Brave Davis, was told by the lady in Freeport who has the charge that we were persona non gratis, and they worked towards to making sure that happened. Juan Miller was not given a nomination by the PLP, and as such, he sought the one from the FNM, and he gave it. The problem is that Juan Miller is institutional PLP. So those individuals, even the PLPs then, voted for Juan Miller as an FNM, as a better choice than the PLP they had there. And so when Juan Miller returned to the fold, Juan Miller didn't join the FNM. Juan Miller came back home joined the PLP.
Watch yourself. I'm writing these things down. Okay. He came back home to the PLP. Okay,
yeah, he's PLP. Yeah.
Right. And so when he came back to the PLP, he bought some of those FNMs with him who was upset with Minnis.
Yes.
And he had the PLP and those FNMs with him where he is right today. Mm-hmm. Now, for what Antoine said, you have to remember, Juan Miller, as of the July 1st, have received $1.2 million for work in his constituency over the last 8 years. $1.28 million has been sent to his personal account.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, he has another
$150,000 a year.
Yes.
So he can do, if he wants to have an impact, imagine, what would you do, Howard, with $1.5 million in your constituency?
What has been done?
Everybody else in the opposition who's coming to take one seat is at a disadvantage. Because just by being a member of parliament, he has $150,000 a year head start. And that's why when you see these lackluster MPs for 5 years, you have to begin to question yourself. Because remember, Member of Parliament is what building people, not repairing things. People build schools. People build businesses. People build whatever. That's why when you say the FNM having the information, the FNM already is known and prepared to have an inclusive opportunity and ownership economy where they have equal access to opportunity and break down the barriers that prevent people from accessing education, resources, and training they need to succeed. But let me just leave that there for a moment. The reason why what the PLP has made promises, just go back to the blueprint for change. The PLP has proven that they are clueless as to the steps that is necessary for the development of this country. For the people, what they do is they're excellent at marketing things. They say, go and listen to what it says. And I say, if you listen to the PLP, they are clueless as to what they're doing. And you know what the problem is with that, with being clueless with what they're doing? They're actually good at being clueless. And so what is happening is that behemoths are feeling a sense of disconnect concerning their economy. Go to every single constituency, whether it be crime, whether it be jobs, whether it be housing insecurity, whatever it is, people are not feeling that they are part of the economy. And you could talk about growth and everything else. Howard, go back to the 2018 and 2019 economy. We have not achieved the 2019 benchmark yet. So as much as you talk about growth, we aren't even in 2019. But what year is this now, Howard? This is 2024 and 2025.
Yeah.
So if you have this so-called growth and you haven't hit in 2019, that means the people who was inclusive in the 2019 economy has yet to be included back. And how many people have we added to that economy since then?
Mm.
See, the numbers don't lie.
I appreciate your call.
You don't fight emotionalism.
That was good. Okay?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for your telephone call. Let me get the next one. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Listen, calling in reference to...
Hold on. It looked like you started up to talk to me. You sound like you're sitting down. Talk to me now. Go ahead.
She's strong. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm calling to talk about Peter Glover's role. I hear God, especially... And you two always singing her praises.
No, this is supposed to be here. That's what we hear. This is what the people say.
For me now.
Where you live? Hold on. Before you start telling me these things, where you live? Are you in Golden Gates?
Don't worry where I live. I know of this woman.
Okay, so you in the same position as us if you were to live in Golden Gates.
She did the public service wrong.
Okay.
Them couple of promotions that she met the pipeline that she called herself executed. She ain't do nothing. Mm-hmm. It was already on the table waiting to be executed mm-hmm. when the S&M got...
But she had to do something. She gone from Minister of State to Substantive Minister. She had to do something.
No. Fred, so lazy.
Jesus. You need to stop it. Go ahead. Let me hear.
So he fell on her. he put the load in her lap so she could call herself being a...
What about what she would have done with the unions? For the first time from a historic standpoint. Go ahead, let me hear.
Some unions, everybody knows the Hollow Union that operates. We know that's how they operate. Okay? We know how they
so
operate.
In your mind, PA ain't do nothing.
We don't speak about units operating. PA Global Role, let me tell you about her. She now has 19 public servants home, collecting salary, and ain't working. Tell her.
I did hear about that, though.
19 public service home.
But some public servants been home.
Every administration has done that.
But the people in Grand Bahama hurting as a result.
They've gotten any reason to say why you have people home now collecting the taxpayers' money doing nothing. You call it a good HR woman?
So Monday...
You call it someone who know her job to have people home collecting the taxpayers' money for years and ain't hitting the nail. Listen to me. We don't need people like that in office. We need people like that. If you have a problem as an HR officer, you call the people in. You talk to them. You discuss the issues.
Yeah, but that's not her function now.
And if you don't want them, then you fire them.
No, but that's not her function now.
What's her function is?
Her function is not to operate as an HR manager. Her function
but
is to...
But that's how she operates. That's how she operates.
But that's not her function. Her function from
I
a ministerial
know.
Standpoint.
You need to tell her that. She has to create policy.
I would leave this lady alone. Let this lady come back to you on Monday and deal with Pia when Pia reach.
Call me on Monday when Pia reach. I appreciate the telephone call. Yeah. Call me on Monday, God spare, when we can hear from the minister and being able to talk about these things. Now, remember, we got to remember something. Remember, it may be indifferent about these people's environment, their ministerial portfolio. This is not about the ministerial portfolio. We're talking about their constituency. That's why I asked you where you live.
Yeah.
Not necessarily what's impacting you from a ministerial standpoint, but because whether or not Pia remains in this capacity as minister for the public service, she could move, they could shuffle the cabinet any day. That don't make a difference. Every one of them serve at the pleasure of the prime minister.
Yeah,
you can move any day. Her moving don't stop no show in the public service. None. There is director, there is permanent secretary, there is undersecretary, there's all these persons who can be able to ensure that they execute these things accordingly. In fact, when you reach there, they tell you this is what the agenda is, baby, this is what we're doing.
Mm.
You can't come there and create no concepts. All you could do is identify those things and push some things to the forefront. And Pia did that, and I think that she did that well.
Well, we'll talk about that on Monday.
I think that she did it well.
Yeah.
So don't fight me. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Good. Listen, man. I have to defend Rumi Ferrero.
John Pinder.
That's John.
That's John.
Vexing problem that NASA had. The fire and the dump.
That's the only thing Rumi was allowed to do. Why don't you stop it, John? John, why don't you stop it? You know that the former prime minister got it.
No, I don't know. I can't answer that today.
I can tell you, the former prime minister gutted his portfolio.
Huh?
The former prime minister gutted Rumi's portfolio in terms of his reach.
You can't blame him. And boy, listen, I listen to these talk shows and the videos and Dr. But listen, man, a lot of things people are being accused for. They don't have the ability to, or the power to override certain decisions made by the government or the prime minister. You know?
John Pender.
That's why people in the Bahamas who vote for them won't be prime minister. They don't want members of parliament.
John Pender.
Who said he has no problem with not been today, they vote for who they want to be the prime minister. And that's the problem. Now, let me just say this before I hang up. Vaughn Miller, my personal friend, my schoolmate.
He's my good friend, too. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Natural resources all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he started off on a good wicket, except I said them personally, and I give him the benefit of doubt that when he challenged the prime minister,
that was
the
good.
Then prime minister,
that was good.
As relates to the increase in VAT, mm-hmm. I think he went about it the wrong way. He could have simply said, you know what? My constituents are against this increase, but we know we need this revenue this time. I'm hoping that my government can revisit this and reduce it sometime later. I think he went about it the wrong way. But listening to what Jan just said, maybe he went about it that way because he wanted to get out of the FNM camp back to the PFP. I didn't know he was in the PFP camp.
You didn't know that? You got to do some study.
Oh, John.
This man from Lutra.
John.
I know him many years. From Aaron Bailey School, I know one. He graduated out of my school. So I didn't know. Now, Brian Brown also, I know Brian Monte, he has also. So, boy, let me tell you something. That's going to be an excellent fight in there. But just that Brian timing was wrong, well, most of our timing was wrong. If you figure out the history of politics in the moment, look, every 5 years, he changed government. So I've been in a bad time, and Brian in a bad time. I believe the time is right now. And once...
John believes that.
But John.
John doing classes, you know.
John
doing classes.
I'm not going.
John, you're the F&M classes?
No, I'm not going.
Okay, now watch me now. Because I already them hear them calling other names for Fox Hill. Talk to me.
Yeah, that's fine. And okay, praise God. If they ask me to wait, because you know, but gave me no job. So who are asking to wait? I like you on the payroll, man. You everybody payroll.
Oh, stop it, John. Stop it, John.
John, you need to behave yourself. You need to behave yourself.
Hey, Pinder.
I know about this natural resource. I paid people to do the study. I have all the history of it. I shared the mystery with him. Between Vaughn and my Andres colleague, the guy in Andres.
Which one?
Along with him.
Like Vaughn? Lundy?
No, man.
Lundy?
Your name's slipping right now.
John's slipping.
The fellow who had the best study on the natural resources outside.
Oh, Prescott Smith. Prescott Smith.
Prescott, thank you. Forget it, Prescott.
Uh-huh.
Prescott really got me interested in getting it started. I hired Wesley Campbell to do the investigation for me. We got information from Lucy Allen Johnson and Casey, who died, Kenneth Colebrook.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy had some very good knowledge and history.
Of course.
Vaughn, I shared the information with Vaughn. We agreed that we was going to push this if he got in Parliament. But he didn't push it. And now he's the minister responsible for it. Vaughn, you're my schoolmate. I'm disappointed in you. You are the minister responsible for it. You ain't doing nothing. But it's not going to
go. Call your friend on the phone and tell him.
Man, he didn't take my call.
John pinned the promise.
John, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call, John. John looking for a job. He said the PLB ain't giving him nothing. Make sure
John promised to call me. He ain't called me yet, you know.
My God, that's probably why he ain't pick up the phone.
He must be MP already. He ain't called me back yet.
Listen, when we get back, we can see. I see these two telephone calls. The line's gonna be wide open, guys. We're gonna take this quick break. Be right back after this.
Watch your man. Play the play. I didn't want to rock the game. Them off is tipping with them cast it down. I'm saying, oh Lord, play for divine. Let's keep them alive.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356 356- 3206-0249 or 323-5267.
Hey, it's spa week. We got what you need. Sit back, relax, and come in for a treat. We just want to make you smile. We will go the extra mile. Baja Retreat Spa.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us online on www.baharetreat.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to dive in here quick as possible. We're here in these last few minutes. Let me take these telephone calls. 323-622-325-4316. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796 on the text line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Yeah, just for to finish with my last point from the first segment. God.
Hey, Anton.
I just making sure you're still there. I know that people are using the comparison of what happened with Minister Vaughn Miller and the FNM and how he was able to successfully get in under the PLP, right? However, if you examine what took place in both realities, one being perhaps, but not perhaps, the biggest wave in our nation's history, right? Especially when you look at the supermajority that the PLP enjoyed under the last Christie administration, right?
Mm-hmm.
You following me, Howard and God?
Mm-hmm.
Listening.
And then you look at what Minnis would have done, former Prime Minister, the most honorable Gilbert Minnis, with the biggest wave, right? Leaving the PLP with only one seat in Nassau, right? And then when you look at the fact that the FNM was naming candidates 6 weeks going into that election, right? And the FNM had a huge rift in his party going into that election as well. And a lot of jumping of sides and shredding of support and all that kind of stuff. But the Bahamian people still sided with the FNM in that election and gave them a massive victory. And then what happened with the Brave Davis wave, right? And the fact that Vaughn Miller was able to slide in, and many candidates, not just Vaughn Miller, were able to slide in to Parliament on waves. Not necessarily what they did, not necessarily their performance, not necessarily their record, where it didn't exist at all, because there wasn't none to run on. But they slid in to Parliament on waves. However, what's going to be different with this election? It ain't going to be no wave sliding in this 2025 or 2026.
Anton, I can hear what you're saying. The lines are lit right up. I got to go to the next telephone call line. Anton, but how you know it ain't going to be a wave? How you know it ain't going to be a wave? We don't know. We've seen waves after waves, and I don't know whether or not a reef is around our political, because all we see is wave crashing from one election to another. How do we know it's not going to be a wave in 2026? Let's talk about it. Next telephone call, caller, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Mr. God. How y'all guys doing today?
Good, man. What's happening with you?
Good, man. I hear you and you're not offending your good friend, the preacher.
I try to, but you're throwing so much block on them rock. Oh, just even a small rock, these are blocks. My God, y'all were killing.
Listen, now, they said you don't touch the Lord's anointed and do his prophet no harm.
Amen.
In that regard, it ain't him doing the work in the pulpit. It's the anointing. It's God himself doing the work in the pulpit. In that regard, we laid our situation on the side. That ain't none of our business. That's between him and God. But now, as a politician, he deserves every rock they threw at him.
Mm-mm.
That man there. I hear, let me ask you, Howard. I hear they calling him They saying he related to Lee Majors. You know, you remember Lee Majors? You remember that sitcom, that TV program? What is it called?
$6 Million Man.
The $6 Million. I hear he is the first cousin to Lee Majors. He got bionic parts, is what I'm hearing.
I don't know.
Yeah, they said he's a 2.0. He's the $10 million man. He's
Why would they say something like that?
Let me tell you, in short order, we will all know, ask him and every other politician why they name on a list for receiving some kickbacks. This is what I'm hearing. Ask him that question.
Yep. So you're giving us the political strategy for those that oppose. You got a list that you've made up to be able to indicate that person's moving in one direction or another.
Let me tell you, Howard. You said, right, that he is now the Minister of the Environment, that mm-hmm. his portfolio was shifted to the Prime Minister mm-hmm. office, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what I'm hearing is that some of the responsibilities being shifted back to the $10 million man. Because, and this is my belief, because he can be left holding a bag. He can be left now to answer questions too.
You're getting heavy.
FCCC.
You're getting heavy, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. You're getting heavy. I don't know nothing but people talking, be talking politics and administration. That's another. Amen. Let's be decent. Let me take a nice telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
God.
Hey, baby girl.
Now, God, I got a beef with you.
Well, I like beef. I like steak. Go ahead.
Listen, and I like your show on Sundays.
Thank you,
listen, love. Respect the minister, man. Even though we ain't doing good, man, respect the minister, man. Respect the man of God.
Baby girl, I am a theologian. I am a man of divinity, and I will say this to you. When Elijah came out of that cave, there were 1,000 prophets of Baal, and he killed every last one of them, 1,000 of them in one day. When we look at the book of Matthew, the book of Luke, the book of Mark, we look at the book of Revelation, it says, beware of the false prophet. Beware of the false prophet. There's a special lake of fire.
What are you saying?
In Revelation chapter 19 for people to be somebody that they are not.
Are you saying that the minister is a false prophet? What are you saying?
I am saying to you that if you do not work, the Bible says that you should not eat. I'm saying that a man is only worthy of his hire. I am saying that a man who puts his foot to the plow, he should never turn back. If you say that you are a man of God, then you work as a man of God. When I find out that you are a son of the devil, Beelzebub, I will deal with you myself.
Sir, you're talking, these words.
I talk strong.
These words should be in red because they only.
I talk in red.
These are only parables again.
I talk in red.
So all this is only in red.
In red, in the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, but you need to talk to me in black and white. What are you saying to me?
I'm saying to you that as a man of God, I expected better of this man.
Okay, I'm not going to fight you. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, my dear, what's up, man?
Yes, ma'am.
I too love your show on Sunday.
Thank you, love.
Listen, Howard, you said Ferrero wasn't able to do anything because
his portfolio was gutted.
Didn't he stop all that fire burning at the dump?
That was almost like a pet project that he did, and he was successful at being able to do that. That was
exactly.
If you look back,
he did nothing.
If you look back.
Even though he was sick, he still was able to do it.
Hold on. But we could get deep with this, you know. We could get deep with this. We could get deep with this because the LOI, my God, if you remember, but had already been signed. We could get deep with this. Because this, the execution and being able to sit in an administrative seat and position has nothing to do with the work that was already going on. This was work that was already going on.
Okay, so he cut the ribbons to proceed.
Okay.
Wasn't
the LOI signed under the former administration when Renwood Wells had lost his job and position and he stepped back from the PLP and joined the Free National Movement, both him and Andre Rollins?
Won his seat.
Okay, and he won his seat in Bamboo Town?
Exactly.
Okay, then talk to me. Because so, y'all has been fighting me like we forget.
Speaking of Mr. Warren Miller, the good pastor preacher man. right? I miss God on this one, you know, because the Bible also tells us that we should not cast out pearls among swine.
Oh, my God, you're calling them a swine now.
No, okay. She never said that.
She's not doing a lot.
He has a right to show that he's not.
All of these things in red today, these are all parables that we're speaking about.
Your laptop red. You don't want to tell me your laptop red in this room.
When you are
Jesus.
Biblical and you're professing
yes.
to be such, and I'm with God.
Yes.
If you are a servant of the Most High,
yes.
you have no choice.
Yeah, but isn't Southern Shores also a pastor?
You have no choice
we ain't giving
but
him no break.
To do good.
Set a standard. Be
you
a Daniel.
Me?
Be a
you
Daniel.
You are supposed to lead by a good example.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
You are supposed to be a forerunner.
Yes.
You are supposed to be looked at by your peers as one who stands out and one who they want to emulate.
Where is your church? I bring in your offering. My God, I love this sermon.
I got to let you go. I appreciate the telephone call, my dear. We only got 2 seconds. I got two more telephone calls. Caller, go ahead.
Howard, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Really cool. Listen, man, I would be remiss if I didn't call in. I am a constituent of the Golden Isles community.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I would just like to say this and just send a message for me. Let Mr. Brian Brown know Golden Isles is bigger than Coral Harbor area, okay? All right? So that's the only area that he focuses on. Coral Harbor starts, Golden Isles starts from...
you don't send your chair into the F&M camp?
Allow me. Starts from the detention center, known as detention center corner, straight to Adelaide. All right, so you can't concentrate on one area. Lastly, I want to speak in reference to the Member of Parliament for the area. And the Member of Parliament works the ground. Majority of the time, he works it in silo. And, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of persons who he has helped, including myself, is not calling and saying that the things that are
And y'all ain't even
area.
Take the poll.
Now, No. You see, so if I'd known about the poll and Senate,
well, you know now, we can put everything out on Monday.
A lot of things is be done in secret when there's an agenda. But at the end of the day, if the persons would get on this horn and call for the volume of persons that he's helped, not everybody wants to be on social media. Not everybody is interested in putting their concerns in the public in terms of what he's done. And the lady that called earlier is referencing a poll that the minister had intentionally. Put his Jeep in and call E-News to show the vexing problem in the area.
Like
as a
this.
Matter of fact, the constituency of Golden Isles is not the only constituency that's underwater. The whole island is underwater when we have King Tide. But
my
when
God.
People have an agenda, they attack the man character, they attack these different things.
I like this call.
Talk to specific.
I like
Two
this call.
Things I hear Mr. Brown talk about earlier, and he talk about the burning coal and potholes. Potholes don't eat food. Okay, potholes don't eat food. People
are
hungry in the area, and this is
you
the Member of Parliament
enough.
Has been going deep in his pockets and helping voices with groceries, back to school, and other initiatives that, you know, that is not broadcast. We have members of Parliament that are taking pictures, going to 3 homes and going on social media and making it seem that they're working the ground. But I can tell you, the Honorable Vaughan P. Miller is working the ground in the Golden Isles constituency.
I like this. I need you to call on Monday, my brother. It's 2 o'clock. I thank you so very kindly. I like that we end the show in positivity. Yeah. It was a good call for Vaughan. Vaughan, I like that. I like those persons that continue to be able to support you guys. Get on the thing. Get on your internet. Get on your telephones. Get on your device. TheFoundation242.com. We're going to be dealing with Golden Isles and Golden Gates. Golden Isles and Golden Gates. These are 2 constituencies. The members of Parliament, if they're not here with me on Monday, God spare, I know that they're going to be calling in to be able to dive into this conversation. So please participate and let all of that anguish, that desire, that support that you have, whatever you have for the members, end up on this poll. So make sure that you go through it. TheFoundation242.com, TheFoundation242.com. Click on the icon that says take the poll and go right through. Guys, enjoy your weekend. Have a beautiful time. I'm going to see you on Monday. God spare life right here on The Foundation.
Them off the game. Them off is the bitch of them, yes, it's on them thing. Yeah.